7:24 now on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. Jody Washington is a member of the Lansing City Council, and she's on the other end of our line. Hi, Jody.
Hi, Tony. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. Last night's Lansing City Council meeting, the City Council did find a budget that they liked, and they approved it. The mayor doesn't like the budget. Before we talk about his take on it, what's your take?
Are you talking about the actual budget?
Yes.
Or the process?
Yes. Well, let's start with the process.
Oh, my goodness. You know, Tony, I get so frustrated with the fact that it seems like everything that is approached adversarially. It's like I don't see the administration and council working together, and if council has a different idea, then we have to endure jabs in the media. We have to be made fun of, and I just don't think that exchanging ideas or suggesting something different really warrants all of that. So it's a little frustrating, and you know, I was certainly frustrated when we were, you know, basically called liars, and then last night unethical, and I just don't see any need for that. And it was difficult because we were thrown things at the last minute. Most of the information I found out from reporters, or I read it in the paper, and it was frustrating. But we passed a budget, and I know the mayor doesn't like it. I'm sure he wanted us to just pass exactly what he put down there, and if we're going to do that, why even have a process?
All right, let's talk about two different issues. First of all, in the issue involving the police and perhaps putting all the police under one roof, the mayor said that he was confused. He said over the course of the last couple of years, the Lansing City Council's made it quite clear that they want to stop paying rent and that they want all the police under one roof. So he said he put together a proposal to take care of that, and the Lansing City Council is chastising him for that, and he doesn't think it's fair or right, especially when he's following their directions. Respond to that.
Well, I will respond to that. One, I wasn't on the council when they were telling him to do that, and I don't think it's a bad idea, frankly, but I don't think that I certainly wouldn't have passed something without seeing the full study, finding out where the money actually went. I don't know that the South Washington building is the best building. At this point, my opinion is, and, you know, and like I said, I'm new, if you want them all under one roof, bring them back where they came from, put them back downtown until, is it the best situation? No. But bring them back down there. We own the building. We won't be paying rent until a proper study can be done where all options are reviewed. Because, I mean, I'm suspect from not knowing everything. Why did the state just hand us the building? Why didn't the county want it for 911? Where are we getting anywhere from $3 million to 40-some million to rehab that building? I certainly wouldn't say okay without having answers to some of those questions, but to put them under one roof, I'm not saying that's a bad idea. It's probably a good idea, and it's probably good to own a building, but not without proper research and proper knowledge.
Lansing City Council President Brian Jeffries said on this program that it's inaccurate that information and that votes were taken without enough time for City Council members to prepare or to review the information. He said the information's been out there, but a lot of City Council members have missed meetings and just were unprepared.
Thank you. I think and I said it last night, don't accuse me from disenfranchising you from a process that you chose not to participate in. We have one council member, I don't know if she showed up to one, and at one meeting,
who was that?
She was there, they were eating pizza in the back room while we were trying to conduct business.
Who was that?
Council member Dunbar.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, she might have come to one. Council member Yorko, I don't know what their life is. She came to very few. And it's like, okay, and then you're going to come through and you're just going to carte blanche pass what the mayor puts out there without going over it, without discussing it. We discussed issues till I was blue in the face during this process. But if you're not going to show up, don't complain when you don't know what's going on.
All right, Jody, we've got to get to a hard news break, but I've got two more questions for you. Can I call you back in 6 minutes and just keep you for a few more minutes? We'll do that with Lansing City Council member Jody Washington, and we will ask her if it's fair to ask for more money from the Lansing Board of Water and Light. We'll do that after the news on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS at 7:30 Tuesday morning in 50 degrees.